and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations. Or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Dan here at American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to start out the first half hour with C.J. Lovick, and we're going to be talking about a new ad or banner we're carrying on our website. It's entitled The Story of Jesus. Now, Mr. Lovick is putting this up on our website because he wants to get the message out. It's the message of the greatest story ever told. In fact, I can remember reading this story when I was about 20 years old. It had a tremendous impact on me. It was simply a book written about Jesus. It based the story on the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but it was a narrative, and it was something that pointed me towards Jesus. It was perhaps a decade later when I finally did become a born-again Christian, but that was something that had a profound impact on me. Well, CJ, what motivated you to actually take this story and post it on your website, thestoryofjesus.com?
Well, first off, thank you, Dr. Stan, for allowing me to be on the program again. And there were a couple things that motivated me. Without trying to sound too spiritual, I can tell you that it was gratitude to my Savior. I am an undeserving, unworthy servant that's been saved by His grace, and the fact that I could do anything for the kingdom was amazing to me. And it also seemed to me that this was a story that people were ignoring. Everybody was talking about getting back to first principles, and I hear a lot of my patriot friends talking about getting back to the Constitution and this Judeo-Christian ethic, but if you ask them anything about Jesus, they don't know. Well, that is the ethic. That is the basis of everything good that's happened in this country and in our lives. So I thought, you know, this would be a good thing to put out there. And also, by the way, I got to tell you, Dr. Stan, I love your intro. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. I looked up the definition of reality, and I went down two or three, and I came up with this one. It said, this is the Google Dictionary. It says, something that exists independently of all other things and from which all other things derive. And I thought of 1 John 1:5, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him there was not anything made that was made. So here is our Creator, we're the creature, and this is a message that's totally been lost on this generation. As the New Age comes in with the idea that we are God, the earth is God, everything's God, no, we're a creature. God, Jesus, was the Creator. And I think we just need to tell His story because the destination of our eternal souls depends upon it.
Amen to that. And then, of course, if you are approaching this from the patriotic part of view, remember that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Well, is the Spirit of the Lord really in America today? No, America is the greatest purveyor of pornography and obscenity and everything bad in the world today. America can't exist as we exist. We either turn back to God or we're going to lose this country. And remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. And we have very little wisdom in America today. And so that's why this is probably one of the most important things I think that we've ever done is to have this readily available for you. Now, if you can't remember the name, all you have to do is go to our webpage. If you know my ministry, RadioLiberty.com, and you scroll down the front page, and there's a banner. It says The Story of Jesus. You can click on it there, or you can remember thestoryofjesus.com. And it's a beautifully laid out website, and it's very simple. There's nothing advertised. There's nothing pushed at all, no philosophy. It's simply how many different pages are there in the story of Jesus?
Well, we have the basic story, and it is a harmonization based on the four trustworthy and only trustworthy biographers of the life of Christ, two of which actually lived with Christ 24/7 for 3.5 years, except for a brief period of time when he sent them out with the gospel of the kingdom to go out through all Israel. They saw everything that Jesus did. They heard everything that Jesus said. They saw him die on the cross, and they were visited by him after he rose from the dead. And they saw him for 40 days, and they saw him ascend to heaven. And they bore testimony of this and lost their lives for it. And then two of the biographers, and I'm referring to Mark and Luke, Mark was on the outer circle. He was a friend of Peter, half Roman, half Jewish mother, Roman father, and probably the home in which Jesus had the Last Supper. He was the boy that followed Jesus out to the garden and fled naked after his clothes were snatched off him when they came to arrest Christ. And most people don't realize, but if you read the Gospel of Mark, he was probably the rich young ruler that came to Christ. And if you question that, ask yourself, how could anyone know what that rich young ruler was feeling? And it's described in the Gospel of Mark that he was sad, disheartened. And Mark is probably a guy that didn't get it right the first time. He was also the guy that caused a dispute between Paul and Barnabas, a division. But later, the Apostle Paul, as he was dying in prison, asked for Mark to come and be with him because he found him to be a great comfort. And then we have Dr. Luke, who followed the Apostle Paul. Read about that in the Acts of the Apostles. And he was probably the most educated, except for possibly Matthew. And he went out and talked to eyewitnesses, people that were still alive who had seen the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, and he made a faithful report of it, and he believed it. So these are the biographers, and I forget the question you asked me.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and with this is C.J. Lovick, and C.J. at his own expense has posted the story of Jesus, the greatest story ever told, on a website. It's just called thestoryofjesus.com. And no, the question I've asked is, how many pages are there? How long will it take somebody to just sit down and read this? Of course, they can print it out or read it off the computer. But how many pages are there?
We have it divided into over 150 short sections. And, again, it's a chronology, a narrative. The research and the hard part of this, of course, you can, there's a lot of people that have gone before me that have worked this out, but there's also some division among them. But the challenge was to actually follow consecutively the life of Christ, so you get it in order, because a lot of people are curious about that. And the Gospels were really not interested in presenting it in that format, because the Holy Spirit had his own ideas for each one of the Gospels, and the story of Jesus is different in that sense, and not better. By the way, the Holy Spirit did it right. We have all the information we need to come to God through the Savior Jesus Christ in those Gospels, and everything we need to know about Jesus. But having said that, especially in the United States and other Western countries, there's always a part of our Western culture is we want a timeline. We want to know, what were the events of a person's life and in what order did they happen. So about 154 sections, and it takes about, if you're a fast reader, you can probably read the whole thing in 2 hours. If you're a little slower, maybe three. There's also a lot of helps. You can listen to it if you don't want to read it. You can send sections to a friend. We have a section where you can meet the four biographers. It tells you a little history about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We have a section that talks about the politics and religion in Jesus' time. There's lots of maps so you can see where Jesus was relative to, say, Jerusalem. And like you said, you can download the story or listen to an audio of the entire story and the book of Luke. And also at the end we have an invitation, because the purpose of this is to lead people to the Savior. And we want them to read in the story his claims and see in him the unique and only Savior of the world. So I hope that answers the question.
And certainly C.J. was the guest on Monday afternoon. Apparently, somewhat one of our listeners, who was not a Christian, went to the website and read this. On Tuesday, he contacted the there is a place where you can actually contact a real live human being, and CJ employs this woman, and she'll communicate with you if you have any questions, want to know about it. And the woman then spent several hours during the day in email contact with this individual. I don't have any idea who it was, but at the end of the day, he sent back an email saying he had decided to give his life to Jesus and prayed that Jesus would take over control of his life, and he hoped that he would serve him the rest of his life. That's what this is really about. And for those of you out there who have difficulty perhaps talking to your friends about spiritual things, how do you introduce people to the idea of Jesus? That they really have only two options, either reject him or claim him, but they can't really be neutral in this issue. I mean, people would like to be neutral and not have to ever make a commitment, but sooner or later they're going to have to decide, and they can choose to reject or they can choose to follow him. If we are to have any impact upon our society, it's going to have to be through Jesus, not through what we ourselves do. And if you're concerned about the future of this country, realize that without a great revival, why, this country will not survive. And that's really why I was so pleased when CJ contacted me, and we actually put the story of Jesus on our website. And so if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number, as you know, is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. But I hope everyone in the listening audience will go in the next several days to this website and read it, or read it. You really would do well to read it all the way through. But if you don't have time, realize suddenly now you have a very effective weapon, a very effective tool, a very effective means of telling the story to others, and it's right there, and it's certainly in narrative form. And I can remember, I'm in my 80s, and I was 20 when I read it in book form. Somebody had written the book. It was called The Greatest Story Ever Told, and this is simply very, very similar narrative of the life of Jesus according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but not simply quoting word for word, but taking the various texts and combining the miracles and some of the narratives describe the same miracle from several different perspectives. Others will describe a miracle. They're the only one that tells the miracle. But trying to put them all together in a readable fashion, without all the references, but it's right there. And of course, you just go to the various gospels and verify it. And how long have you had this website up?
It's been almost a decade.
Okay.
So almost 10 years. And Dr. Stan, if you don't mind, let me give your listeners a hint
On our website, so people can go there and they just go to the banner. You'll find it on front of our webpage, and just click on it, thestoryofjesus.com, or you can simply remember and go there on your own. And what sort of response have you gotten from the people who've read it through the years?
Well, they've shared it with friends. Most people write us with questions. Most of the people that come to Christ as a result of reading this are not from the United States. They're from third world countries. It seems like the United States has been super saturated with the gospel and there's a high resistance to it. But once in a while, the Spirit of God does move in somebody's heart that still lives here, and we're just glad to hear from fellow citizens. But let me give you a hint as to, if I have the time, real quickly. to what Jesus said about why you should believe in him. You know, after his resurrection, he met with the men of Emmaus, the disciples, Cleopas and the others, or one other, and he opened up the Old Testament to them, and he explained Moses and the prophets, and he showed himself in the Psalms. And suddenly, their eyes were opened, and they saw that it was not only Christ that was speaking to them, but they understood what the Old Testament scripture had been prophesying. And then later on, he met with his disciples, and the same thing happened. And I haven't got time to go through all 300 prophecies that give the prophetic profile of Christ, but these are books that were written 450 to 1500 years before Christ was born. And just to highlight some of them, some of the things that were prophesied, the prophetic profile of Christ had to do with the fact that he was going to be born of a virgin, descendant of Abraham, of the tribe of Judah, of the house of David, born in Bethlehem, taken to Egypt, Herod killing the infants in his hometown, anointed by the Holy Spirit, heralded by the messenger of the Lord, John the Baptist, that he'd perform miracles, that he'd preach good news, that he'd minister in Galilee, that he'd cleanse the temple, that he'd enter Jerusalem as a king on a donkey, that he'd be rejected by the Jews. And then it described his death, the rejection, the betrayal, sold for 30 pieces of silver, the silence before his accusers, being mocked, beaten, spit upon, pierced, and on it goes, and that's just about 10. There's 300. So we have indisputable proof God has given us, the self-authenticating nature of Scripture, that Jesus Christ not only fits the prophetic profile, but he is, in fact, the anointed one of God, the true Christ.
And one of the celebs that actually written, you know, hundreds of years before Christ was born, that really tells so much about him. Which one is that? Is that the 21st, 25th, I can never remember?
You're talking about the 22nd Psalm?
22nd Psalm. If you just go and read that, and you realize that is the most amazing prophecy.
It is. It's absolutely amazing. It also prophesied that he'd rise from the dead and ascend to heaven, and that he'd sit down at the right hand of God. That's prophesied in Psalms 110:1. And there, guess what he's doing? Making intercession for us, Stan.
Well, I think for our listener, let me suggest that if you need something that will help you address the issue when you're talking to others, just say, well, why don't you go to the www.thestoryofjesus.com or go to radioliberty.com and scroll down the home page, and you'll see a banner there, and just click on it. And there, of course, if they have any question, a lot of people have difficulty answering questions. They're not biblically knowledgeable enough, but you do have a woman who works full-time answering emails?
We call her the Bible Answer Woman. she is very good at it.
And I know that on Tuesday of this week, why she spent a good deal of time with this gentleman. Hers on Monday. And on Tuesday evening or afternoon, why this man gave his life to Christ. This is the sort of thing that you could help with if you're a little embarrassed talking to your friends. At least point them to a website that can change their life. It's the greatest gift you can give to them. Well, we've got about a minute and a half for you to wrap up this segment of the program. Would you like to go right ahead?
Sure.
Give us your parting thought?
Well, the parting thought is with me or without me. And the with me or without me is with Christ or without Christ. And that's really the most important question that a person can answer. Am I going to spend eternity with Christ or without him? And if I've got a few seconds left, the words from my favorite hymn, Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus, and it goes like this. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. And there it is, the love of Jesus calling us onward, calling us upward to be with him. Your listeners are interested in being prepared. Well, be prepared to meet your God and be able to say, I trust in Jesus who said, I go to prepare a place for you, and where I go, I'm going to come back and bring you so that you can be with me. So those are the parting thoughts, and please read your Bible, and if you'd like to look at the story of Jesus, if that can be of any help, we sure hope it will.
God bless you. Thank you very much. Our guest has been C.J. Lovick, and he's put this up on our website. He's put this up on his website. You can link from RadioLiberty.com. Go there directly. I hope you'll not only go there and read it, but that you'll point everyone you know to it. This could be certainly one of the most important things that you will ever do for a friend and acquaintance, because we truly are involved in the spiritual war for the survival of Christianity, survival of the Christian foundation of this nation, the souls of men. Thanks so much, DJ. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, stand back here at our network, and I hope you enjoyed the interview with C.J. Lovick. Now, there are no commercial interests in this. There's nothing advertised in the story of Jesus. It's simply there. And it's beautifully done, tastefully done, artfully done, and We hope you'll begin to use this as a weapon in our armamentarium, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and we're losing that war. We're losing it badly. Well, our next guest is Buck Keeley, and Buck is actually has a website where he sells seeds. It's called the Seed Catalog, and or Seed Catalog, and basically, of course, we should all think about how we are going to be able to survive. I believe, of course, we're going to see a dramatic change in our society. The America we've known in the past is not going to exist. All the wonderful social programs where government can provide for us from the cradle to the grave are going to go by the wayside, because the system doesn't work. 40 cents out of every dollar the government spends today have to be borrowed. America is the greatest borrower in the world. The only reason we're able to do this, because it's a reserve currency, and probably by the end of next year, America will cease to be the reserve currency. All across America, white countries are having to cut back on services, and they're having to cut back on all the wonderful programs we have to provide for the people, because there isn't any money for it. They're having to lay off police. They're having to lay off firemen. They're having to close libraries. America is headed towards a third world nation status, and you're going to have to start rethinking everything. And one of the things, of course, we need to do, because so many of our foods are contaminated by pesticides and insecticides, and they're being brought in from other countries, and you don't know what they've used to grow these. You're going to have to start thinking about how you're going to be able to provide your own food. And it's really very simple. God has created wonderful seeds, but you need to get reliable seeds. Buck, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. We're having some telecom issues this morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're doing fine. Could you tell us what's wrong? Why can't I just simply go down and buy my seeds at Walmart or Costco or one of those places? What's wrong with those seeds? Aren't those good seeds? Don't they produce good food?
Well, you know that they produce a food-like substance that most of your listeners would readily agree that they don't want genetically modified beef or chicken or those kind of products, because they're hybrids and it creates monsters that do not reproduce. Oftentimes, that like if you raise a Cornish cross hen, it makes a big old ball of meat, but it can't reproduce itself, and it doesn't have the flavor of a chicken. It's got some other kind of flavor, and it's just a hybrid. And you know, the scripture tells us that God created each thing after its own kind, including the seed. And so that the seed that God creates is not only superior, but it's real. It's not artificial. It's important for us to understand that if we're going to have this machine that God built to operate as God intends for it to operate, we have to put into it those things that God designs for it. And if we put in genetically modified things that appear to be the same things that God makes, it's just like what Satan does. It's an imitation of the real thing. And so we have to be careful that we don't fall prey to the lie of the world that we can create things better than God does. He does a good job. He does the best job. And we just need to stick with what he produces. And the great lie is that man can produce something superior to God in genetically modifying it, but the bottom line of it is that God does it right, and man messes it up when he touches it. Now, the importance of the non-genetically modified seed or heirloom seed lies with the fact that in that structure, the DNA structure of that seed, rests the truth of the recipe of God for health and well-being. And it's not just organic. Organic is how things are handled. That something that's organic is not necessarily not genetically modified or has not been touched. It's how it's handled. And so we have to be careful that we don't fall prey to a marketing scam that says this is organic when it's genetically modified seed. No matter how you handle it, it's not going to change whether or not that man has tampered with the DNA structure of it. So that's what sets apart the heirloom seeds. And you don't find heirloom after the 1920s. They've all been processed in labs, either being purged out by breeding or by being genetically modified. So you want to look for seed types that predate the 1920s in their context so that you know you're getting a pure strand. And the only way you can do that is not by name, but by confidence in the people who handle it. And the people who I've dealt with in the heirloom movement are all good people who have not so much a commercial interest in mind as they do the well-being of their fellow mankind, as well as in the respect for God's creation. So look for heirloom that or heritage or non-GMO seeds and do business with those people, and you're going to find that you're doing business with honest people as a general rule.
How can people get to your website and get your seeds?
Go right up to your browser and type in www.seedcatalog.com, and that'll take you there, or you can go to a search engine, and you can type in heirloom seeds, and we'll show up there on the right-hand side, second or third down, and on the second page, we'll be down about three or four, seedcatalog.com. But if you just go to your address bar and type in seedcatalog.com, it'll take you right to my store and click shop for seed, and you'll see over on the left-hand side that there are numerous categories, and there's over 200 different seed types. And one of the things you want to remember is that heirloom seeds are not available all the time. I have to struggle to find resource that we'll be providing our own seed next year to supplement what we're able to find, because that this is not commercially produced. There's not laboratories filled with vials with seeds that's being artificially germinated. These things happen in God's nature, and they're in limited supply. And so that as my supply runs out, then I can't supply them. And it's one of those things. There is limited quantities. It's not a sales pitch. It's just a fact. I can't call up one of the major seed producers and say, send me another 5,000 seeds because they got them sitting around the laboratory. I have to find producers that gather seeds, and there's different people who gather different types of seeds. And so it's a limited quantity, and it's important to get there first to get seeds. And if you're not there first, that there may not be seeds.
Well, basically, of course, the advantage is you can get a very simple a seed a selection. I think the 1316 anyway. I think it's what, $29.95 plus shipping. That's just for a small garden. Now, why don't you give us the various types of seed selections you have? Because you have small gardens, you have large gardens, and then you have long-term storage seeds. And this is one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to have on hand. Remember the people who believe in population control who set up the Doomsday Seed Bank up above the Arctic Circle? We're talking about Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, Monsanto, where they will have good seeds when they start in all over again, because they know of the disastrous results health-wise of the genetically modified seeds, and they've done this to most of the major products, most of the major grains and oils, things of that sort. So, but they have a selection of good seeds, and you need them as well. We'll be right back here with our special guest, Buck Keeley.
Since us, the uniformed people in Greeley salute our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Centus, the uniformed people in Greeley. Call 970-352-2233. That's 970-352-2233. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver's Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess what we're talking about is the seed catalog. And, but why don't you describe the various gardens? You know, I'm getting the ones, the very simple seeds, but they're more advanced catalog, the more advanced gardens. And then there's the long-term seed storage, which you can certainly get, and you can they're in such a situation that you could actually bury them in a packet and they'd be there for a good long while, or put them in your refrigerator. So, because you want to have seeds that will grow in the decades that lie ahead, we are moving into a very difficult time, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to have to start thinking about how you are going to survive. So, basically, why don't you try describe the various types of gardens that you offering for immediate use and then long-term use?
I'd be glad to do that. And just to pretext this with that, we have, as a people, have fallen under the lie that the government's going to take care of us. We're living in times where that's not necessarily going to be true, that when we see the systems that's been established collapsing by overload, and it's going to be incumbent upon us to take care of ourselves. And it's so important to be able to do that when the time happens. The time to practice survival is before you need it. And so a part of that survival is providing for yourself a source of food. And so you ought to be, everyone ought to be growing their own food now. Whether you live in an apartment and you're doing it on a balcony, or if you're living in a small confined area where you can only small plant growth, or if you have a huge backyard or whatever, you ought to be practicing it. So we've packaged seeds that you can buy in a single click in packs that would provide that need. We have what we call a urban garden, which is basically a small garden of about 14 or 15 different varieties that spread the spectrum from early spring plants to fall plants, that would have in it early greens and then mid-season summer squashes and those kind of plants and cucumbers, and then late-season tomatoes and melons, and then the winter squash, hard squash, that you can eat through the winter. And then we have a large backyard garden. So if you have a 50 by 100-foot plot or a 200-foot by 100-foot plot to put in a large back garden, we have that same spectrum of seed, only with multiple varieties. And there are so many wonderful different heirloom varieties of tomatoes, everything from a white tomato to a purple tomato, and all the color spectrums in between, and the texture and the context. The Arkansas tomato is a wonderful flavor. The tiger tomato, the multicolored tomato, all these are naturally made by God. And those come in the large backyard garden, where you get a variety of peppers and a variety of tomatoes, and as well as onions and a variety of squash. And then we have a pack like for tomato lovers packs. If you're going to put up a lot of tomatoes and you like to have a variety, we package tomatoes lovers pack, which gives you a variety of heirloom tomatoes, or a pepper lovers pack, same thing. So we have a variety of packs for gardening that you would be practicing now. And then we have a sprouting section where we provide sprouting seeds so that you can have fresh foods within 3 to 5 days that everyone should be sprouting every day. As a matter of fact, I got on my counter sprouting wheat that's 10 years old. That will be ready to eat in 2 days. I put it on 2 days ago. It's sprouting now, and I'll have fresh wheat sprout. And if you want wheatgrass, you can have that in 10 to 12 days. So you ought to be sprouting right now, as well as putting in that garden. And then long-term, seed storage is one of those things that's for the ultimate survival. what happens if there's an event like such what happened in Japan? What are you going to do now if you had your seed out on the counter getting ready to plant and it's been irradiated? That's something you wouldn't want to have happen. And, you know, if that makes its way to the West Coast here and you have your seed that's been irradiated, you can't gather the seed out of that and get good seed. So that's where a seed bank would come in for some kind of climatic event, that you could have a bank of seeds that would be buried and protected, or in your freezer protected. And so we have two sizes of survivor packs. One's a personal, one's a basic. The personal is for a family of four to be able to put out a garden that they could have food for that year, gather seed for the year to follow, and then preserve food. And then we have a basic seed pack, which has over 30,000 seeds in it. And each one of these seed packs comes packed with grain as well as with vegetables, because man needs to have a substance that he can store and prepare through the year, such as bread, so you can gather your grain and grind it into wheat flour and make fresh bread. So that's in the basic and the personal seed bank. And all of those are on the website at seedcatalog.com, and you can order those with a single click. But along with that, we have 200 varieties that you could order to supplement that with as well. So that's a kind of a highlight of the seed packaging techniques that we use.
All right, fine. So basically, you get that small garden, you get the large garden, and of course you can get the seeds for long-term storage. And of course, now, is there, as far as the small garden is concerned, would you plant all of those seeds? Or can some of those be kept over to the next year? In other words, the small garden, would you plant all of those seeds for the small garden?
Well, in any of the garden size, they do not all have to be planted immediately. The preservation of seed, how long will it last, depends upon how it's collected, how that it's stored, and what kind of seed it is. For an example, an onion seed has a very short shelf life, so that if it's improperly handled, you only get 1 or 2 years out of it. But if you take seed and preserve it properly, and that would be once you receive it, if it's not in our basic seed banks, they're packaged in Mylar, sealed, and then in the triple wall pipe. And if you put that in a cool place, all of those seeds will last for a significantly long time. If you put it in a freezer, it'll last even longer. That's the reason why they're storing the seed up in the Antarctic to preserve the non-GMO up there, because the frozen qualities of the seed remain, and then when they're thawed out, that they keep their freshness. So, but if you got a small or a large garden, and you planted, for an example, in a pack of tomatoes, you have 25 seed. 25 tomato plants is a lot of plants. If you have multiple varieties, you might have 200 seeds and only want to plant half of those. Take what you don't plant, put it in a Ziploc bag, and toss it up in the back of your freezer where it doesn't get disturbed, and pull them out next year, and you'll get over a 90% germination rate. So they do not have to be all planted at the same time, but they have to be properly cared for when you get them. They need to be in a cool, dark place, and a place where moisture won't get to them. Moisture will be the first thing that attacks a seed and deteriorates it, and then light after that. But they will store well if they're properly handled.
And I think that's the important thing, is to know how to handle seeds. We don't put them on the counter someplace or someplace where they're going to be light or heat or anything of their moisture, something of that sort. I mean, they got to be cool and they got to be dry. And well, we're out of time, Buck. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Dan here, and I hope that you will go to the website, The Story of Jesus, and you'll basically find it in the banner on my webpage, or you can go directly to CJ's website. You'll find this is going to be an important weapon. Another website we've posted on my banner page is How Do You Know You're Saved? Why, at this time, after having been doing what we're doing for 15 years, are we actually taking this tact? Because we are so late and so far along the path towards the establishment of the totalitarian state. And I'm firmly convinced that only a great revival is going to turn America around. I can't do it on my own. But there are these weapons that you can use to help. And we hope that you'll join us in this epic struggle. And believe me, it's an epic struggle. No nation has ever turned itself around. But, America was turned around, though, and with the first great revival in the 1730s. And after the wicked people had come from Great Britain, the Rosicrucians and other occultists, to take control of my nation. They'd done a pretty good job by 1730, and then came along Jonathan Edwards and a few other great evangelists, and they took America back. And they happened in the 1830s, 1840s, when they had the second great revival. Can it happen again? Well, it either happened or America would become a third-rate nation. There's a group of wicked people who control this nation who are using our wealth and our military power to bring about a world government. Believe me, they're totally behind everything going on over the Near East and Middle East today in preparation for converting that area into a radical Muslim region so we can have a war. They want a war. They're working within the Christian community. Convince us that Muslims are our enemy and we got to kill them before they kill us. And they're working with the Muslims to kill them, that the Christians and Jews are their enemy and they got to kill them, just like we did during the Second World War to get the American people to hate the Germans and hate the Japanese, as we did during the First World War to get the American people to hate the Germans. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, your mind is being molded by those people who control your reality. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read or listen to our talk on The Forbidden Secret and The Dark Secret. One's a DVD, the other's a CD. And then, of course, you need to get the syllabuses to go with them. You need to learn what's really going on. You need to hear my talk on the world revolution, because that's what's going on in the Middle East today. It's the continuation of the world revolution that began in 1776 to establish the Novo Ordo Seclorum, described in the back of the dollar bill beneath the caption, "In God We Trust," but nobody ever tells you that God is a different God than the God of the Bible. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Required reading, Brotherhood of Darkness. Required watching and reading, The Forbidden Secret, The Dark Secret. And so, until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Dan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click.